Ode to Rosa Parks. In the forests of Alabama, where pine trees crowd the air and scrape the blue sky raw, and heat sifts down a few degrees, where green moss creeps on stones and crawls over the earth, I will bet all I ever loved that just below the surface here, you will find the bones of men smashed by roots, and the gray rinds of the skulls of women broken open like sudden storms, one at a time, over the brutal southern course of years. And you could populate 3 or 4 medium-sized towns with the bodies lost in the forests outside Montgomery, Alabama, and 45 years of clear, starry nights have passed over these pines since that afternoon in December 1955, when you risked the sudden rage of whites who mobbed up at a moment's notice in the midnight cruelties of Alabama were practiced so well, so often, that the smallest act of defiance was a matter of life and death. And you did not move to the back of the bus as you were told to. And it was dangerous, always dangerous, to have any courage in the South, just to open your mouth or to breathe in and out. And you did not move to the back of that bus on Cleveland Avenue, secretary of an Alabama chapter of the NAACP, Lady Courageous Rosa Parks, sitting in that seat you saved us, the difficult, sweet word, free.